Hello, relatives. Dr. H, welcome to this week's Schlagbite. Before I begin, let me tell you, as a reminder from last week, that on Friday of every week, I will be responding to your commentaries on the Healing Cafe discussion forum and speaking to you. It's a spontaneous kind of radio format combination Al Franken, Don Imus, Whoopi Goldberg thing in which I will rant and exposit spontaneously and respond to each of you so that it will give us a chance to speak to each other and know that I will respond to your responses to my bites. Look for it every Friday. It will be in audio MP3 format only. So welcome to this week's Schlagbite for January 16th, 2006, entitled Can You Hate Ice Cream? Dr. Elizabeth Loftus, a psychologist at the University of California, who is known for her work on the malleability of human memory. It was she and her colleagues who called into question the reliability of recovered memories in sexual abuse cases. This syndrome got rampant media attention in the 90s. People remembered all kinds of unbelievably bizarre events that included torture, satanic ritualistic murder, and a host of sexual perversions. It created an atmosphere that resembled the witch hunt trials of old, with people accused and even imprisoned of crimes where the only evidence was memories from dreams and flashbacks. Memories, by the way, that were not recalled before people got into therapy. Loftus and her colleagues revealed how easy it is to plant false memories into the minds of patients. They demonstrated that some memories are true, some are a mixture of fact and fantasy, and some are entirely false. The only way to distinguish true from false memories is by external corroboration. And if you want to read more about false memory syndrome, take a look at fms.org. Dr. Loftus has turned her attention from false memory syndrome to studying whether it's possible to plant memories in people's minds that will get them to change their behaviors. For example, is it possible to convince people not to like certain fattening foods? The results of her recently released studies in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences in August of 2005 say that indeed it is possible to implant in subjects a false memory of an experience in which fattening foods made them sick. For example, subjects were persuaded that they became ill after eating hard-boiled eggs and dill pickles as children, and it actually changed their eating behavior. Loftus said, we can convince people that they really loved asparagus the first time they tried it as a kid. Now, she's now moved on to greater challenges, like using ice cream as the sickening memory, and she found that 40% of the participants actually came to believe that strawberry ice cream made them sick, and they were less inclined to eat it. Now, I use hypnotherapy, so I know how easy it is to plant ideas in people's minds, which I find both amazing and sometimes frightening. But I can't imagine such an implanted suggestion lasting long on me. I love ice cream. I am one of those believers who thinks it deserves being its own food group. My experience with ice cream is so good and has lasted so long that no implanted suggestion could overcome it. The likelihood of hating Jamocha almond fudge, Cherries Garcia fish food, a raspberry gelato, or a peanut buster parfait, give me a break. I'm already walking to the freezer. So that's my thought for the week. Let me know what you're thinking. Keep in touch on the Healing Cafe, and I will respond, as I said initially, on Fridays to your responses. Have a great week. Remember, we are connected. Nobody makes it alone. Say this for all my relations. Mitakuyasi.